Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So do you know where your body lies in proportion to itself? Have you ever taken a step and just for one quick flash of a second, you didn't realize you stepped your foot down? And you hear people talk about balance, and the American College of Sports Medicine has just introduced neuromuscular training as something that they are recommended in their quantity and quality of exercise recommendations. My guest is Jill Miller. She's the co-founder of TuneUp Fitness Worldwide and creator of the corrective exercise format, Yoga TuneUp. So Jill, we're talking about proprioception. People hear this word. It's a kinesiology word. People don't know what it means. So explain it and explain why it's so vital in our awareness so that we can become better posture, better balanced people.
Proprioception is the invisible GPS system you have in your body. Don't let all the P's and the scientific sound of it intimidate you. This is your internal blind spots. I call this our body blind spots. We have areas of our body that are overused, underused, misused, or abused, and generally confused. And a lot of this boils down to that we don't really have a deep sense of ourselves. So proprioception is your body's sense of itself. It's your ability to locate yourself in space without seeing it.
That's exactly right. Very good. And that's a great definition because we don't see everything. Unless we're standing in front of the mirror and turning around backwards to see what our tushes look like, we don't see all the different parts of us. And when you take a step up and down a stair, off a curb, any of those kinds of things, you don't consciously always take that step. But you're going to teach us today how to be more conscious of those movements that we make and thereby making all of it come together as a well-rounded machine that we are.
Yeah, Melanie, there are layers of these are nerve endings. This is your sensory nerve map, and you have them peppered throughout different tissue layers within your body, different connective tissue and fascial layers. I'll get really boring if I start naming these different sensors.
And we only have
in your body
9 minutes, so.
Oh, of course. But one of the really simple ways that you can start to even just perceive tissues is a simple technique called skin rolling. Because in the bottom of your fatty layer, you have actually one of the most sensory neuron-rich layers of all of them. It's in the bottom of your fatty layer. It's right before that fatty layer transitions to what's called deep fascia, which is wrapping around your muscles. You have these nerve endings called Ruffini endings. And if you give yourself a big pinch of any area on your body, and then you actually start to roll like you're rolling dough, one of the things that will do, first of all, it'll feel probably a little bit irritating, but it'll also kind of feel like that good hurt. And what you've done in that area, and I'm rolling my forearm right now while I'm talking to you, is when you release it, the nerves that are in the bottom of that layer are starting to tell your mind where your forearm is located. And you may be thinking, yeah, that's what my aunt does. When she comes over, she pinches my cheek, and all of a sudden it's really irritated. And the point isn't to irritate. The point is to awaken. So I work with a lot of students that are terribly broken. I mean, they come into me with neurological diseases that I haven't even heard of. And one of my students, he has the most common peripheral nervous disease genetically inherited called Charcot-Marie-Tooth. And what it does is all the nerve endings all over the body, they start to wither and die. And so you have absolutely no proprioceptive sense. You're unable to walk straight. It's very, very difficult to even have sensation in different areas of the body. And through working with him, I have seen that these nerve endings, they're not a dead end. They actually can be reawakened. And this is a man who, from being numb, now has sensation on the bottom of his feet. He can move his toes, and instead of wearing leg braces, he wears lace-up tennis shoes now.
See, that's amazing. So, now, what about like for older people and even for, a pregnant woman, because there we're thrown off pretty bad. So where does this fit in? What can they do to work on this proprioception? I mean, I do different balance exercises and sitting on the ball and doing Tai Chi type moves and one leg movements and things. And what do you do to get people to awaken and get to know these different proprioceptors or proprioceptors.
Proprioceptors. Yeah, well, some of the popular tools that are out there, foam rollers are excellent. I use different grippy pliable balls, the yoga tune-up balls or the gorgeous balls to help awaken these things. But the deep thing is that you want to make sure that you're training yourself in an organized position, and this means your posture. So use a mirror. Stand in front of a mirror. Get your brain over your rib cage. We talked about this in the last segment. Get your rib cage over your pelvis and start getting used to the visual feedback of what that's like. Then close your eyes. Once you start closing your eyes, your proprioceptive nerve endings and your sense of kinesthesia has to take over. And also something else that starts to take over is something you were alluding to, the sense of balance, the vestibular system, these inner ear sensors. And the only way you get good at this is by practicing. You have to do this regularly. One of the things I tell my older clients is get yourself over to a countertop, pull one foot off the floor, and just press it against the opposite ankle. Put your hand on the countertop, get your sense of balance, then close your eyes, then lift your hand off the countertop. And just working a progression of getting a sense of balance, because that sense of balance continues to decline unless you repeatedly train it.
It absolutely does, and it's something that I tell my clients and patients all the time, that you must practice, because it does, you can lose it as time goes on, and you lose this ability to really get yourself where you know where your body is and what it's moving. And, you know, athletes have such a great sense of this, Jill. They really have a much better sense than maybe a lot of us. Because that's
I'd say so, but also they're training for their particular skill. So
that's
when
right.
You throw them into another skill set, often they'll lose their balance or they won't really have a sense of themselves in the context of that. And so you got to think, you know, your how you walk, how you stand, how you breathe, and how you sit. These are the fundamental basics that need to be practiced regularly in good form to keep your body informed. When you start to corrupt your posture by leaning onto one side all the time or slumping in your chair, what you're telling your nervous system is that, oh, this is my normal. And so when you suddenly stand up or you suddenly actually try to exercise, your body's really confused because your posture follows you. It follows you like a shadow into everything you do. So being impeccable and keeping your awareness at all times, that's really the super skill training for proprioception.
It is. It's great. It's absolutely great training. Now, in the last minute and a half or so, give us really a great working exercise that people can do. You know, you've given us one and working on the breathing and posture. Give us another one that people can do and your best advice about why this is so important.
This is going to sound really kind of kooky crazy, but have you ever watched your cat or your dog lay down in the backyard or just even on their carpet and just start to scratch their bodies against the floor like crazy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's just totally natural. One of the things that they're doing there is they're creating massive amounts of stretch, turbulence, and movement in that proprioceptive layer, in that one of that super proprioceptive rich layers in the body. Get down on the floor and scrub the heck out of your back on your carpet. Use a towel or a loofah. I know it seems so easy, but it actually really works. You'll get a better sense of your body in space by going from the skin to the deep.
Okay, well, so when you're working on this kind of thing, this is when your body is going to start to wake up and feel
Absolutely. And feel
that difference, right? So, I mean, this is just great advice, and I know that the listeners take what she says to heart. Do these different kinds of exercise. Learn where your body is in space. Be more aware. Work on your breathing and your posture. And don't let slumping or leaning or those positions become your new normal. You must try and create your normal for the best possible posture that you can have. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Stay well.